need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After the coldest morning of the season so far, we've got a chilly day underway. High temperature may make it up to about 45, but boy, oh boy, that north wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour makes it seem colder. Cuts right through you. Tonight, clear, very cold again. Overnight low temperature down to about 23, 24, somewhere around there. High temperature in the lower 50s tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. We'll be in the mid-50s on Thursday. Chance of a late day shower, but showers become likely and maybe even some thunder, perhaps, later on Thursday night into the first half of the day Friday. But then sunshine over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Eight Alabama sheriffs and police groups announced an endorsement of former Attorney General Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate Monday. They say they believe in Sessions because as a senator, he fought for funding for law enforcement programs. A committee studying the implementation of an occupational tax in Montgomery will meet today. The committee will hear from the Parks and Recreation Director about proposed funding if the tax is implemented. The committee previously met with the city's police and fire chiefs. And a local church is providing winter coats for the homeless community thanks to a major donation. Thanks to the donation from Jim Massey Cleaners, 450 coats will be handed out at River City United Methodist Church's fourth Saturday outreach event. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American. What he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land, each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 18 points, and the temperature outside is 39 degrees. 24 this morning at my house. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm feeling pretty good. I had to get up bright and early, get here about 8.
What?
Well, I get here early to do show prep.
And, oh, okay. Do that here, but not at your house?
I do a little at the house, but being at the office, so to speak, it's like I'm more in work mode, and I put my long johns on or some long underwear on.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was nice and toasty with the heated seats. I don't like being cold, folks.
Yeah, I'm not in the car. It's beautiful outside, but it is cold. I like my house a little cool so I can sleep better, but last night I turned the heater on in my bathroom and left the door on. I was sweaty.
Oh, good Lord.
By 2:30. I mean, it was like, yeah, I don't turn that bad boy off. And then it was freezing cold by 6 when I woke up. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $6 with the goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. So you played Schumer and Schiff.
Didn't have time to get to McConnell on the Senate floor, but yeah, I played them and I listened to them as much as I could. But it actually is making me smile their arguments because, as I told you off air and told the audience earlier, I read the lion's share of the president's defense team's brief they had to file, and it made me so happy, and then it made me even more happy to see how the Democrats are reacting. They're in trouble, and they know it.
It is amazing the terms that Schumer and Schiff and these people are using. The overwhelming evidence, I'm tired of that crap. And if he said it once, he said it 100 times, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Which means getting what I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Fair means that we're going to just label this as unfair, so then he really didn't get acquitted. I mean, that's basically where they're trying to go with this whole thing. It is, it really is amazing out there. Gosh, so much stuff to go through today, my friends. So much. We've got new members of the Trump legal team that have come about. We've named several House members. Jim Jordan, who's on air right now, is one of them. Another one is Ratcliffe from Texas. Let's listen to him this morning on Fox and Friends.
So what exactly will you do in this new role?
Well, it was announced last night, Smitty, but really for the last few weeks, I've been working with the White House counsel, helping them prepare the legal briefs that are being submitted in the trial and preparing the oral arguments that will be presented later this week. I was one of a few members that was involved in both phases of the impeachment inquiry before the House Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. There's a lot of information there, so I'm going to continue to be as much of a resource for the president's lawyers as I can be over this trial.
To be clear, though, you won't have any role in speaking on the Senate floor.
That hasn't been finally determined yet. I think that's currently the plan. Currently the plan not to, but you never know what's going to happen during a trial. Part of the reason that we are there is to hold accountable some of the House managers, in particular the lead House manager, Adam Schiff, and make sure that the evidence is presented the way it occurred in the House. If that doesn't happen, there may be a change in the trial structure.
How many times did you hear Schumer and companies talk about a trial needs to have documents and witnesses?
Yeah, the documents thing was just like, what are you talking about?
Well, what he's talking about is they want to subpoena new documents from new witnesses that are out there. And then they go, well, a fair trial has to have these things in it. Well, that part was over at the House. This is the proceeding part. This is where you're doing a trial where you've gotten the evidence from the House and you're looking at it.
Right.
And then Adam Schiff said today that we're not even sure that they're going to show the evidence that was in the House side of things. There's one document that's missing on there, though, and that is the whistleblower document.
Yes.
And I bet he's not going to put that one out there.
Well, and it's also like the Judiciary Committee run by Jer Bear was neutered in this process. And so,
did you hear Jer Bear step up to the mic today?
Oh, Lord. But they accepted the House intelligence report as though it was evidence in fact, and the Senate's not going to do that. They're going to allow them to present their argument, but they're not going to go, oh, this is the document and report of record. No, it's not. We're going to argue.
Yeah, well, we're going to discuss it. We're going to have a hearing in this process. So let's start with Ratliff, and he's going to talk about witnesses here. This guy's pretty good.
But of course, Congressman, that's why there's a debate about witnesses, because Democrats are making the case that there was information presented after the vote happened in the House on the articles of impeachment. What's going to happen with that debate ultimately, and what is your defense to not have witnesses called?
Well, I don't think there are going to be any witnesses called. There isn't a witness that can be called that can fix this process. There isn't a witness on either side that you can call that can inject fairness and due process into a process that had none. I think one of the things that your listeners are going to hear this week is a comparison of what happened, the disparity in the way that President Clinton and President Nixon were treated during their impeachment inquiries as opposed to President Trump. The Nixon and Clinton lawyers were allowed to participate every single day. From the very beginning to the very end, they were allowed to review evidence, to suggest evidence, to call witnesses, and to cross-examine witnesses. By comparison, President Trump, during a 78-day impeachment inquiry, his lawyers were forbidden from participating for the first 71 of a 78-day process. Not allowed to call witnesses, cross-examine witnesses, be there for the presentation or review of evidence. That's a lack of due process and fairness that I think all senators, Republican and Democrat, are going to be surprised to learn. And I think as a result of that, they're not going to want to hear any witnesses because the Senate isn't going to be able to fix what happened in the House.
By the way, in conversations last night, I have a pretty good feel of what the strategy is here. And what they're doing is they're going to go to a flex defense here. They're going to use these members of Congress that are very well known, very good on TV, Ratliff, Meadows, Jordan, et al. And they're going to use them the way Carville was used and the Clinton folks were. Kendall, you remember him?
Yeah.
He was always be on Greta Van Susteren. And these guys are not just going to do Fox. They're going to go out and do, they're going to do the shows. They're going to do the Meet the Presses. They're going to do Face the Nation. And some of these people are going to take on Margaret Brennan. Has got a big old fat target on her. Big old target on her. I mean, she was brought up by name that they're not going to let her get away with some of the stuff that she's done.
Yeah, the Sunday show should be fascinating this week and actually something really juicy given the trial starts today.
And then they're basically, and you heard Schumer argue this today, they were talking about, and I mentioned this to the senator yesterday, they're talking about 24 hours of the impeachment managers in the 24 hours of the defense, and then they were talking about going on into the night, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. And Schumer's, oh, they're going to be doing the most important stuff, you know, at 11 o'clock at night, and nobody will hear it. Yeah, right, Chuck. But then the new argument that is being surfaced out there is to, okay, instead of doing 12 hours, we'll do 8 hours, but we're going to reduce it instead of 24 hours to 16 hours. And see what they say about, oh, that's not going to be enough time, I can tell that.
Mm-hmm.
But they are just trying to draw this thing out. They're trying to do damage. What Trey Gowdy said a month ago, talking about the whole purpose of this thing, is to try to get Republican senators to lose an election in Colorado, Arizona, Maine, and company.
That makes sense.
It really does. It's putting them on the spot. The Tullis, or whatever his name is from North Carolina, Tom Tillis, he's another one that's on a high target list, but I don't think that's the case from looking at the information. So let's stay with Ratliff here, and he's going to be talking about the process, and he is going to make a prediction.
I want to throw up on the screen the tweet you put out last night after it was announced that you would now be a new member of the president's defense team. You said, I took the oath to defend the Constitution. This impeachment is an assault on due process. It's an assault on the separation of powers. It's unconstitutional. I'm grateful for the opportunity to make that clear to every American during the Senate trial. So for your part, you're going to be controlling the messaging. You're going to be controlling the defense of this team. How do you lay out your strategy? And we only know what we know. What are going to be the surprises as we watch this all begin this afternoon?
Well, I think the Senate defense team, as they prepare this and present this, are going to point out the fact that, again, the irony of the House Democrats wanting to impeach a president for obstructing House Democrats in a 78-day process where they forbid him from participating for the first 71 days. People are going to find it ironic that the House Democrats are wanting to impeach for obstruction of Congress, a term that the founders referred to as the separation of powers. They can't make constitutional arguments because they don't have any. This impeachment fails. It fails factually, it fails legally, it fails constitutionally. This is going to be like killing a fly with a sledgehammer. The House Democrats had a weak case. Even on a slanted playing field where they made the rules, changed the rules, and broke the rules to their advantage, on a level playing field, it's going to get ugly. I expect a short trial, no witnesses, an early acquittal for President Trump.
Smack! Don't you like this guy?
I do like Ratliff. Yeah, when I saw the announcement this morning, I'm like, this is fantastic. Seeing all the get the gang back together.
Yeah, exactly. What they're, I mean, they really are... got their crap together here. Yeah, unlike any time I've ever seen the Trump administration.
And they've been putting up with the crap from Schiff and Gerber for months now, so they're kind of wise to the game and season.
Yeah, they know what they're going to do. They know how they're going to do it. They know that they're going to, you know, there's the shoe-dropping stuff that they do. It's going to come out, I understand, on the Parnas, how long Adam Schiff has been talking to Parnas.
Yeah.
And that is going to destroy him.
Well, and maybe the Republicans can sweeten the deal, be like, okay, we're going to do 12-hour sessions, but Jerry Nadler, you're allowed to eat pizza on the
stand there and see if you can fall over. I tell you, when he walks, it's that this waddle that he's got. He's not in good shape here. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming.
coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, we're going to put up this stuff for a couple of weeks. I tell you something, I've come to the conclusion that I really question the Democrats' patriotism for this country. I mean, they are putting politics ahead of party, and the accusations and the insinuations and the motivations that they're attributing to people are just incredible to me, particularly Schumer.
Yeah.
And then, but Nancy Pelosi is just as bad when she said to, on the late talk show, and he's impeached forever and smiles. Like, he's one of those, you bitch slapper.
Pow. Well, I feel like the president himself in response has been on his best behavior. I think Trump's actually been, for all the complaints about his tweets, I think Trump's been reined in this moment, the last few weeks, let's say.
Well, he's done very well. He went over and this morning had a speech in Davos. He did not take questions. He did a few questions afterwards while he's walking through the hallway where you pay $45 for a hamburger. Oh, and we thought New York was expensive. And so he's letting this flex defense trial team kind of get out there and get his stuff done. And one thing I've learned about Trump is once he trusts you and he thinks you're the right guy for the job, he's going to let you go do your job. And then if you screw up, he's going to come and get you. But he's going to let them do their job.
Are you aware of any, like, quick T-shirt vendors? We have quick turnaround? Because I heard this elsewhere, but I think we'd do it. Like, I'm being impeached for making a perfect phone call.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great T-shirt right there.
I love it. Yeah, we do have some T-shirt connections here. Okay, so Mark Meadows is another one that is on the Trump team. He's talking about his role on the team.
The White House adding 8 House Republicans, including, we got that list. What exactly will your roles be?
Well, we have a lot of institutional knowledge. Obviously, some of us have been in the depositions. I know I attended each and every deposition. And so to help with the defense team, we're going to be there as advisors and certainly from a communication standpoint, be on deck as well. Probably the biggest thing, Ansley, is this. You know, you continue to hear stuff from Chuck Schumer, how this is a cover-up. How actually things are not going the way that he wanted them to go. I can tell you, when we were in the House, it was an unfair process there. Where were our Democrat senators? They were over on the Senate side at the Senate lunchroom sipping lattes, congratulating themselves on an unfair process. So we want to just bring the truth to the American people. And when they see the truth, they will know that this president not only didn't do anything wrong, but certainly is doing everything right, as we see with his speech over in Davos, Switzerland right now.
So here's another one that's on the team. It's going to be one of the talking heads. It's going to be out there doing interviews, not all soft interviews, not all just Fox, not all just Sean Hannity type things, but they will all be a regular on the primetime Fox stuff, but they're also going to be in other things. The other part of what's going to happen here, and I'm going to play the second part of Mark Meadows, and you're going to pick this up from John Dickerson. CBS in particular is so in bed, it's unbelievable. Let's listen to the second part of Mark Meadows, go to a break, and then we'll do John Dickerson.
Congressman, it's hard to find the evidence that they're using, but it's not hard to spot every new talking point. And you alluded to it. A cover-up. This is what Chuck Schumer's talking about. We've heard it in the media the last couple of days. How are they going to try to frame that argument in their advantage, and what is the president's defense team like yourself going to push back with?
Well, they're going to suggest that they actually need more witnesses and that, you know, what is there to hide? I can tell you, I don't know of a single Democrat senator who has personally read each deposition and all the evidence that's actually before them. I can tell you, the Republican senators are real serious. We've actually been meeting, providing them information from the House. But yet what we do is we have this faux outrage from our Democrat senators suggesting that somehow they need a plethora of new information. We've already had 5 people that said that there was not a crime. And actually, the Democrats say there was not a crime. So why do we have this impeachment fiasco? Because it's all about politics for my Democrat senators and Democrat colleagues in the House.
Well said, Mark Meadows, who's now running for re-election, I'm sorry to say. Let me go to a break. The Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate resumes this afternoon with debate on rules proposed by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, where each side gets no more than 24 hours over 2 days to make opening arguments, with no agreement on new witnesses or documents. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
He's afraid of evidence. So is President Trump. So are the president's men. A trial with no evidence is not a trial at all. It's a cover-up.
North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows is now a member of the president's defense team and says about calls for more evidence.
I don't know of a single Democrat senator who has personally read each deposition and all the evidence that's actually before them.
He was on Fox this morning. The Supreme Court says no to fast-tracking a legal challenge to the Affordable Care Act, meaning the fight likely remains tied up in lower courts until after this November's presidential election. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After the coldest morning of the season so far, we've got a chilly day underway. High temperature may make it up to about 45, but boy, oh boy, that north wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour makes it seem colder. Cuts right through you. Tonight, clear, very cold again. Overnight low temperature down to about 23, 24, somewhere around there. High temperature in the lower 50s tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. We'll be in the mid-50s on Thursday. Chance of a late day shower. But showers become likely and maybe even some thunder, perhaps, later on Thursday night into the first half of the day Friday. But then sunshine over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And they had a nice little bass on shift yesterday. I did not realize that he replaced Rogan in California, who was one of the impeachment managers for the Clinton trial.
Oh, wow.
And what he did is he ran against him for doing the impeachment and not doing business, the people's business.
Well,
20
irony.
Years ago. I know. Unbelievable. There you go, full circle. Okay, so let's do the, when we get to the John Dickerson thing, I promise you. But before we do that, let's listen to Chip Reed do the setup on day one of the impeachment.
Chip Reed, who is on Capitol Hill, where senators will make the first moves in their impeachment trial later today. Chip, what do we expect to see today?
What we're really expecting is organized chaos as the Republicans and Democrats debate exactly how this impeachment trial will proceed. Mitch McConnell wants to speed it through as quickly as possible, and Democrats are livid. So now, for the third time in American history, the fate of the president is in the hands of just 100 senators.
Leader McConnell is going along with President Trump's cover-up, hook, line, and sinker.
Democrats blasted Republican leader Mitch McConnell's proposed rules for the president's impeachment trial, which say none of the evidence collected in the House impeachment inquiry will be admitted automatically. The Senate will have to vote to enter it. That's a significant departure from the Clinton impeachment process, which McConnell has said he is following.
What's good for President Clinton is good for President Trump.
It tries to speed this through in the dead of night.
The proposal also lays out that each side will have 24 hours over 2 days for opening arguments. That will be followed by 16 hours of questioning by senators. Only then can they debate and vote on whether to have witnesses.
Kip Reed, they're pulling him out of retirement here and putting him over there. I knew him back in the 80s. He's a real nice guy, but he had kind of fallen off the edge a little bit. Let's go to Paladin. Paladin, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Glad to talk to you. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to have you call.
All right. Hey, I just tuned in, so I don't know what you've been talking about exactly, but I wanted to talk about
you. We were talking about you.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's true.
All right.
And cool. Joey said everything I said about you was absolutely true.
Yeah, it's amazing how old, in fact, you are back to the days of Charlemagne.
Yeah, well, I've never been this old before, so I reached a new milestone.
There you go.
Hey, I wanted to mention something about that gun rally yesterday up in Richmond.
Yes, sir.
You know, that governor, he acted like he was just absolutely scared to death.
I know. Let me tell you, that was a big nothing hamburger I've ever seen.
Did y'all see all the Black Guns Matter shirts? And, it was great stuff.
It was good stuff. And I didn't get to, there was this black female that was on talking about it on Fox this morning. It was really good.
It sure was. And that made me think of something I heard a while back. I may have heard it from you. I don't know. But when the government fears the people, we have freedom. But when the people fear the government, we got tyranny.
There you go. Exactly right. And did you hear how CNN and MSNBC in particular talked about white nationalists were demonstrating in droves?
Oh, yeah. But then, you know, they got to spin everything around and make a big lie out of it because
exactly
they're
right.
Incapable of telling the truth.
Yeah, I mean, here these people were, tens of thousands, a bunch of them carrying AR-level rifles and high-capacity magazines and had ballistic helmets on and things like that. And there was one person who was arrested, one. And we don't even know if they were part of that group or not.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, you know, now, if that had been a bunch of Democrats out there protesting, there would have been violence. There would have been probably buildings put on fire, windows broken and everything, you know. The hypocrisy of these people is just out of this world.
It really is. It really is. And let me tell you, something that I think this impeachment trial is going to come out of this is the public's understanding that ABC, NBC, and CBS, MSNBC, and CNN have a built-in bias. And you're going to hear it in a little bit when you hear John Dickerson.
Well, I would have been there. I ain't going to say I would have been there. I would like to have been there, but I had doctor's appointment. So. But, yeah, I would have liked to have been up there and marching with my brothers in arms.
There you go. Well, let me tell you something. I think the fact that people are taking pride and they are recognizing the Second Amendment and the power of it and the need for it, that's very encouraging to me.
Well, you know, those they're stuck in a tunnel. They can only see tunnel vision. You know, and I just can't believe that there's as many people who are totally against the Second Amendment as they claim there are, because there's some people ain't speaking up about it at all until they have to start sending the lead downrange.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Oh, you got that right. I hope it don't happen.
Well,
I hope it doesn't happen.
The thing that I hope happens is that we get some Second Amendment people in the Virginia House and Senate.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can tell another reason. You can tell them people are idiots. They're picking on the people with guns. That
just shows how they're not smart, right?
That's right. That's like bringing a rock to a gunfight. Sure is. Okay, I'm going to sit back and listen to the radio now. I'm over here with the Bare Naked Spider-Man, and we're listening to you. So,
Paladin, thank you so much. Tell Bare Naked Spider-Man I said hi. Well, no, actually.
All right.
Yeah, just have a good day.
I don't want him to get the wrong idea. You have a good one, my friend. Bare Naked Spider-Man.
Man, Adam Schiff, I'm reading some of the closed captioning in between the conversation, and he's just so upset he doesn't get to control the process anymore. He's so, so mad about it.
I would love to see Adam Schiff's head explode.
Like for Mars attack?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have two out of three branches of government still here. That was a great movie. Great movie. Let's continue on with Chip Reed here, talking about witnesses.
McConnell is hell-bent on making it much more difficult to get witnesses and documents, and intent on rushing the trial through.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has already vowed to introduce amendments.
We will fight that tooth and nail.
Democrats insist on hearing from additional witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has said he's willing to testify.
Donald Trump has done nothing wrong.
Many Senate Republicans don't want to prolong the trial.
We do not want to do anything that is going to weaken executive privilege. We do not want anything that is going to embolden the House.
But Democrats are hoping four Republicans will cross party lines and vote for new witnesses.
We hope that four brave Republicans will resist McConnell's cover-up.
The White House announced Monday that Ohio's Jim Jordan and several other loyal House Republicans will be joining the president's impeachment team. They will act as surrogates, defending the president in the court of public opinion.
Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people.
Democrats have been quick to point out that the White House is not challenging that basic claim that President Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. And in their rebuttal, the Democrats said the president is the founding father's worst nightmare come to light.
The founding father's worst nightmare. I mean, their language is so over the top. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Jerry Nadler's out-of-place eyebrow is the
I noticed that. That right, his left eyebrow, I mean, it looks like it's a wave. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Dude, I think he just pastes it on, and he doesn't have a very good aim every morning. It's kind of like his toupee. He puts his left eyebrow on every morning.
Kind of the Groucho Marx eyebrow?
God, yes. Well put, Dan. I think that's well put. Tell me, why is 24 hours not enough? We've been listening to this crap for 3 months. So how is this not enough time for them to present
the case? They have got to make their case to the senators who are the jurors.
They can't do it in 24 hours?
There's only two charges. You're talking about Adam Schiff now. He loves to hear himself talk.
Yes. But I mean, this is just beyond belief. So it's actually, has it already started, or is it start at 1 o'clock today?
It started. They're doing the debate about the rules right now, and Adam Schiff is talking about how unfair everything is.
Yeah, and all these predisposed statements everybody makes before anything happens. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And you know, there is no crime. Bill Clinton committed a crime. He lied. They keep bringing up the Clinton impeachment, which has nothing to do with this situation. It's not a model for anything.
That's what Nadler said.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So you and Ned are on the same page.
God, that's a scary thought.
That is a very scary thought. Go to your room.
gosh, I need to go. I hate to retract that, but I'm not going to. Very quickly on Jeff Sessions yesterday, I know the man is who he is, and that's who he's going to stay. He's not going to change, and he's no different than he was before he became Attorney General. Unfortunately, I don't think he's learned anything. So I was very disappointed in a lot of his statements. And I would expect him to say, yes, I know how to fix FISA court. I've been up there. I've seen it in action. We do A, B, and C. He doesn't have a damn thing to offer, man. And I feel after all his years, that's a disappointment. Am I expecting too much?
Yeah, I think what you need to do is we need to find out exactly what happened, and we don't know that yet. And then they need to come up with remedies. He will not have to vote on that because that's going to be determined in March. The sad part is Doug Jones is going to be voting on that.
Right. What do you mean we don't know what happened? I thought all that's been disclosed, that the documents were fudged and all that stuff.
No, we don't know all the details. We know the fact that they misrepresented some documents. We know who did that, but we don't know to the extent, and we don't know what the court thought about all that either.
Wow. Okay. So they're just going to pee-pee around on that like they do everything else.
No, I think what they have to do is I think the Durham thing is going to have a lot to do with it. I think this David Kress person that asked the center about, I think what happens with him is going to tell us a lot about the attitude of the court.
Yes. Well, good. And by the way, Donald Trump's speech at Davos was great.
It was. And as we were saying at the beginning of the show, Donald Trump is actually behaving himself. I mean, he looks presidential.
Well, he ought to. He's the president.
I heard that somewhere before.
Thank you, guys.
Ta-ta. Can we fit Bob in here? Bob, welcome over to the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. The former caller alluded a little bit, I think, to Donald Trump speaking. I've watched most of his speaking today, and, you know, I've never heard anyone say it, but, you know, I've had public speaking in college and done Toastmasters and all that, so I pay attention to speech makers, and, you know, to me, he is awesome. I mean, he can go on for, you know, 30 minutes without notes, as I can see, and look at the crowd, and he facts, and he doesn't and ah, you know, he's an amazing speaker, and I never hear anyone commenting to that fact.
Well, to the point of notes, he's using a teleprompter.
Oh, he is?
He is.
Okay. He's doing quite well.
Well, let me tell you, the essence of the speech, the content of the speech was really good. I don't think his delivery. I don't think his delivery was like knock it out of the park, but the content was outstanding.
Oh, hey, listen, and of course he didn't cover all the many things he's done for this country, but. I mean, he reveals things every time if you listen to him for a while that of course, you never hear maybe anybody but Fox divulge that he's done. And it's like his son said on Hannity last night. That,
did we lose you, Bob?
News television station that will really publicize the things he's done. And so, I think he's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, people throw rocks at him, say this and that about all his tweeting and all that. I mean, he's not perfect, but he's amazing. He's truly amazing.
He really is. And one of the best lines is, we understand if you want to put your country first, because we're putting our country first. And then we'll work from that point. I thought that was perfect for the group that was there.
And he's talking about planting a billion trees. I thought, well, he'd probably plant that many in Australia easily.
Yeah. They need it.
Well, guys, take good care of Joey. Y'all keep it up.
Thanks, Bob. Going to a break. Dan Moore Show back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. On a Tuesday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Long time no talk.
Kurt, how have you been, buddy?
Oh, me and Uncle Stan been doing work.
Oh.
Any case, I got a couple observations.
Please.
My opinion on this is Nancy Pelosi was trying to delay the article to have to grow a groundswell of public opinion against Trump, which failed. And then, as of that, now they've got the way this has worked out. The impeachment is out of their hands, and the press is paying more attention to impeachment, giving Bill Barr and Bull Durham plenty of cover to keep on doing what they're doing. And they are frustrated all they get out.
Yeah, I think the thing, once it turns the corner, they're going to keep doing the impeachment stuff, I guarantee that. This isn't going to go away, and what they're going to do is probably redo the Parnas stuff, which isn't going to go anywhere. Every one of these things blows up in their face, but they're trying to keep the pressure on Trump while, meanwhile, they're doing damage to the House side of the Democrats. They may hurt some Republicans in the Senate, such as Collins of Maine and McSally of Arizona, Gardner of Colorado, but hopefully everybody's going to stay in line here.
I'm kind of thinking that in the end they're all going to line up behind Trump.
I hope so. Part of a conversation last night is if these people will stay in line and Trump becomes stronger, then their likelihood of being reelected becomes stronger.
That's the way I see it. Have a good one, Dan.
Thanks. Good hearing from you again.
Bye.
Ta-ta. Okay, let's see here. Let's do this John Dickerson, see if we can fit in some of this thing. Shelby, if you want to hear the Jeff Sessions interview, go to yesterday's podcast, third hour. It's the last 30 minutes of that show. Answering questions from texting individuals. Let's go to, let's listen to John Dickerson. I think we can get one piece, maybe two in. Listen to what he says here and how John Dickerson is trying to change the conversation.
Senator McConnell has laid out his ground rules for what he hopes to be a speedy trial. He's apparently coordinated these with the White House. What are the risks and rewards of his strategy?
Well, if we think about this politically, just in terms of political risks and rewards, because this is a political process in part, we have to think about it that way. Let's start with the rewards. For Republicans, they are big fans of this president. And so if you, as a Republican, are seen as defending this president and keeping the Democrats from trying to hurt your president, then you get political rewards with your Republican base. The downside, of course, is that Republicans look like enablers, look like they rushed the process through and that they protected a president who'd done something wrong and didn't even really want to investigate whether he'd done something wrong. And that puts them on the hook for future presidential behavior. If they're seen as enablers and the president goes on to do something that people really do find objectionable, then opponents of those Republicans will be able to say, you know, you enabled this behavior.
There are a handful of Republicans here who could be critical in deciding whether there are witnesses in this case, whether there is more evidence. Talk about the position there, and they're generally considered to be moderates who have tough re-election fights coming up in the fall.
They're in a difficult position for this reason. You had a new CNN poll out that said 51% of the country thinks the president should be removed. 69% of the country wants to see witnesses. 58% of the country thinks the president did something wrong. So the country essentially thinks there should be a process here that's a little more extended. Well, that's not the Republican position at the moment. These moderates have to weigh between the president's position, which is that he did nothing wrong at all, and where they likely are, which is that he may have done something wrong, but it's not impeachable. They have to ride those two horses between the president's position and their position all the way to Election Day.
That was very telling to me. He actually, I think, gave a Democrat talking point and strategy that if they don't impeach him and he does something wrong, that they're going to be held accountable for that. So let's kind of jump ahead. So we're 3 months down the line. Mm. He's been acquitted. He's set free. They're still investigating. And then he does something wrong. They're going to go, see, Cory Gardner, we told you. And we're holding you responsible for that. I think he just gave there a piece of a strategy there. The other part is, notice how when Schiff was doing behind closed doors interviews with witnesses, nobody was ever concerned about that. Now they poll tested and they find, people want to see witnesses. Well, everybody, if you say, would you rather see witnesses or not see witnesses? I want to see witnesses. I mean, that's like a no-brainer. Right. Anybody would answer that question. Do you want to see witnesses that are only from the Democrat side? No. I want to see both sides. That's what they're going to say. They don't ask that question, though. And they are already trying to lay out they're not going to have any witnesses that have nothing to do with the investigation itself and are fact-based witnesses, therefore trying to preclude Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And Hunter, it's amazing how invisible he has been here. He has just absolutely disappeared.
That's why I changed his name, his first name, to Where's. Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter?
News Talk 93.1, Adam Schiff on the floor making his case. Among all the people president directed officials not to testify, he's got a big old list of them there. You know, I hate to tell you, Adam, he's got the power to do this. You want something different to happen? You go to court and you win that argument instead of crying like a little baby. Gonna be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.